Today's daf is daf Kuf Yud Beis. We're going to be starting Mitzvah a new, and I believe the final perek in Masechet Zvachim. But in the meantime, we're first going to start with the Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. Look to the Mishnah. Chatos Shekibel Doma B'Kois Echad. The term Kois we've had already a number of times in this Masechta. It's what we otherwise called a Mizrak, which means a large kli in which you go and accept the blood at the time of the Shechita. It could be that the reason why they call it a kois is to distinguish between the Mizrak, where you are mekabel all of the blood, while if you're talking about one or more koisois, that implies that you're talking about a smaller container, smaller kli shareis, in which you are collecting the blood. Now here, if we're talking about the kois echad, we're talking about the big one. However, you'll notice in Miat Shem, shortly on the next line, we're going to talk about the Kabbalah Saddam was b'shtei koisois, in two separate klisharis. Anyway, sechata shekibul dama b'kois echad. Our whole parak has been focusing typically on shchutei chutz and halo'as chutz. Now we're getting off a little bit on a tangent. We're talking about what's called zrikas chutz. It doesn't say beferish in the Torah zrikas chutz, but you'll remember we had a machloikis earlier on in our parak, I think Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, based on two separate psukim, how we are marbe the zrikas chutz has the same din as shchutei chutz and halo'as chutz. So what happened now? Chatos shekibul doma b'kois echad. All of the blood of a particular karban chatos was niskabel in one mizrak. And what should the kohen have done? He should have gone to the top of the mizbeach and do a tvila with his finger and then put a nesinas dam on all four kronos. He should have come down and then poured out the rest of the blood on the yisoid. But instead, what did he do, or what does somebody do? Nosan b'chutz. They took that blood outside the azora on some sort of makeshift mizbeach, and according to one man, it didn't even need to be a mizbeach on top of a cella, and they put the blood on that cella instead. And v'choz v'nosan b'fnim, and after he was finished, then he came inside to complete. In other words, he didn't use all of the dam, so he took the dam, and now he put it correctly inside the base of Mikdush, on the Azara, in the Azara, on top of the Mizbech, like he is supposed to. Or, Bifnim, he first put the blood, Bifnim, on the Mizbech, in other words, where you're supposed to, because of Nasim B'chutz, and now he took whatever was left, the Shirayim, and now he did the same, or he poured it out, or he did Zerika Saddam, outside in the outside the Azara. In both cases, he is Chayef. So now, let's analyze this one case at a time. The first case was he took the blood, he went and Nosan B'chutz, he went outside, did the blood outside on the Mizbeach, and now he comes back in. That, in other words, the Falsche Mizbeach, the pseudo Mizbeach, not the real Mizbeach. And then he comes back in, B'chutz V'Nosan B'fnim. So before we continue on, B'chutz it's a double poshet that he is Chayev, because he did a Zerikas Hadam B'chutz, which was Osir min ha-toira, suggests like shchutei chutz, alo'as chutz, zrikas chutz. The fact that he afterwards came in and he was mutzachos v'nosim mifnim, that's really loimal v'loimoyrid vis-a-vis the halacha of the shchutei chutz or the zrikas chutz, because what he did was improper, he did a zrikas chutz. So he's chayiv immediately, and Rashi in fact says on this, k'di nasva, it wasn't even necessary for the Mishnah to mention this case, because that's a double poshet. Continuing on, what happens if the other way around? First, he did a bifnim. Oh, once he did a bifnim, then the carbon is totally kosher. He did a proper thing. V'chaz v'nasa b'chutz, and now he took the remaining blood and he took it outside. He is chayiv. Ooh, that's already a little bit more problematic. Why should he be chayiv? Kvarnasa mitzvasa. Very good. As well as, what do you do with the shirayim of the blood after you just shoyfich it on the yisoid? Is that ma'akev?
No,
it's just a mitzvah. So why should he be chayv on that? This is no longer essential blood, which is essential. La v'yoyel tei p'toicha p'nei oil moyed. So the chori should be part of it. And in fact, Rashi already remarks on this, based on the Gemara that we'll see in Mitzvah on the Amud Aleph shortly, that this Tanakama is none other than the famous Rem Nechemya. And what does Rem Nechemya hold? The Shirayim are Mi'akev. Ooh, since the Shirayim are Mi'akev, in other words, what he's saying is, just like the initial Zerika Sadama Mi'akev, the Shvicha Shirayim on the side is all Tumakim. And that's why when it comes to Yom Kippur, Brother Barry always tells us how many are there all together according to Mechanim? 48. Without
is this Mishnah talking only about Yom Kippur or about a...
No, it's talking throughout the year. And in fact, Rev Nehemiah holds that the din that Shiraim is Ma'akib is both by Chatois HaPenimiois as well as Chatois HaChitzoinois. There are others that agree with Rav Nehemiah only vis-a-vis the Chatois HaPenimiois, like on Yom Kippur, but not the Chatois HaChitzoinois. But he, Rav Nehemiah, holds both Chatois HaPenimiois and Chatois HaChitzoinois. In all cases, you are Chayiv. In other words, it is Ma'akev, and therefore, if you do it Bachutz, you're going to be Chayiv. We're going to talk about this in the Gemara shortly. Okay, so now what's the reason why you're chayiv in these two cases? Shekulei ro'i lifnim. Both of them, whether it's the initial blood or whether it's the concluding blood, that is the shiraim, they were all ro'i to bring it inside. So you have a kiyum of v'al pesach oil moyed lihadiyoy, lahakav karm lashem, etc. That's why you're chayiv. Okay. That's when it was b'koy sechad. Now let's talk about kibul dam b'shtei koises. That he split it up. In other words, the koyin that is mekabel adam, he first took 50% in one kos, put that aside, then he took the mizrak, the second mizrak, the second kois, and he filled up, continued with the blood of the dam hanefesh at the time of the shechit. Okay, so what happens now? Nosed shneim bifnim. If he took both of these koises and now used both of them for purposes of the Zrika Saddam or Nesina Saddam on top of the Mizbeach, like usual, Potter. Now, this, of course, is Dvorim Pshutim. When we're talking about Potter, Potter means from the din of Zrika Schut. Of course, he's Potter because he did it only Bifnim. If you go only Bifnim, the person doesn't eat Chazer, and you say he doesn't get Malkus for eating Chazer, of course, because he didn't eat the Chazer. So, Vishtaytach, the reason why he's Potter is because he did it totally Bifnim. So, in fact, some of the Mepharshim just remove these words and they say that they're unnecessary. Or they say that it's because we're going through all of the cases. The Shneim Bifnim, it's Potter. Shneim Bachot, you'll be Chayiv. If he went and took both koises and he used them for the Zrika Saddam outside, he's going to be chayiv. How much is going to be chayiv? Says Rashi, it depends whether there was a dia bein time. In other words, when we're talking about chayiv, we're assuming that the person did it bishogeg without realizing he's being over an iser. So if he does both of them, in other words, from both koises, one after the other, so it was behelim mechad, he's going to be chayiv achas, one karpel chatas. However, if between the Nesina Saddam, he did Nesina Saddam from one kois, and then said, what are you doing, you Meshigana? You're doing a Zrika Saddam outside the Asura. Don't you know you're tampering with a din of Zrika Schutz, which is the same din as Shchutei Chutz and Allah? I didn't know. I read the Parsha, and I saw it says it talks about Shchutei Chutz, talks about Halos Chutz. Nobody ever told me about Zrika Schutz. No, mister, come to the daf, and you'll know that there's a din of Zrika Schutz. So he didn't know. And then after that, he had another shortness of memory, and he did it a second time, so it was a yediyah bin tayim, so then you'd be chayiv twice. So when it says in the Mishnah, shneim b'chutz chayiv, depends on the circumstances, sometimes only one chatas, sometimes two chatas. Now what happens if he did echad b'fnim v'echad b'chutz? Oh, so the first one he did inside, did a great job, beautiful, and now the second kais he took outside. And David, we're on Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, we're in the middle of the final Mishnah on that Omud. So it says, Echad Bifnim, the Echad Bachutz, he's Potter. So now let's think about this for a moment. The one that he did Bifnim, of course he's Potter, that's great. The one that he did Bachutz, why is he Potter? So normally you'd say, because these are Shirayim, which are no longer Ma'akev, and you no longer need them. All you would do is, the mitzvah, you'd pour it out on the aside. So this is not the type of blood which is that you're supposed to bring a Pesach Oil Moed, which is essential and central and the key to the hetera carbon, you would use the matir by putting the dam on top. So you're going to come and tell me, then Rabbi said this goes like the Rabbanan. And that's why the Rabbanan say it's Pater because Shvich HaShirayim is not Akir. Didn't we say in the Reisha that it's going according to Nechemia? Are we saying that the Reisha is in Nechemia and the Seif is the Rabbanan? Is that what we're going to be forced to say? And Rashi says no, and in fact the Gemara is going to say no. This does go like Rav Nehemiah after all. No, he should be chayiv b'chutz because he's shirayim or ma'akev. Says Rashi, we'll see Mitchum Nigmara, because he holds kois echad doiche, which means by the fact that he went and was mekabel the domim in two separate koises, and he only used the first kois for purposes of the zrikas adam inside the azor, inside the Beis HaMikdash. So in a sense, he was doiche, he pushed aside the second kos. He says, we don't need you. What's the din when you push away that second kos? It's no longer essential. As we'll see in Mi'etchim and the Gemara, this man, the Omer, holds. What happens if you have, for instance, multiple koises, like we have two or three or four, and he only used one of them for all the nesinoi sadam, that man, the Omer, holds that what you do is, the Zerik, the Shirayim from that first kos go on the aside, but the second, the third, and the fourth koises, which weren't even used at all, you just pour them into the Amma, into the temple drain, so to speak. You don't even have to put those on the side of the Mizbech, on the aside, because they were Nidcha, they were pushed aside. Ah, so you see that no longer have that same status as the Dam that you normally allocate to the dam, attribute to the dam. So therefore, your potter, even according to Reb Nechemya, we'll see Mechem the Gemara more. Final case of these four lines of cases, we had both Befnim, both Bechutz, Echad Befnim, V'Echad Bechutz, and now Fakert. Echad Bechutz, V'Echad Befnim. The first one you did Bechutz, and the second one Befnim. Then clearly you're Chayiv al Chitzoin, you're going to be Chayiv on the Chitzoin, because that was the first thing you did was the blood. You should have brought El Pesach Oil Moed, and you did it outside, you have Chitzoin. V'Apanimi Machaper. And the second one that you're going to apply to the Mizbeach, that's going to be Machaper. Now, why is it going to be Mechaper? Because the fact that he went and took one out, that doesn't passel the carbon. If you remember, we had a discussion earlier on, about 10 or 20 blad ago, what happens if you have a psul yoytze on part of a carbon, but not the whole, right? You took some of the basar outside, some of the dam outside, but the rest you left inside. So whatever became passel outside, psul yoytze doesn't passel the meshuyar, that portion that remains inside. So here too, we're not talking about the psul yoytze, we're talking about, of course, the din of zrika b'chutz. But the point is that since he only took one kais outside to do that zrika b'chutz, the second one he left intact inside, okay, so I'm going to use this now for bifnim, and that's fine. It wasn't nidche by the fact that you did an isser with the first one. Fakers, the first one you got rid of, so to speak, and you did an aveira. It was criminal. But the second one, now you're doing properly, and therefore it's going to be mechaper on the carpet. Yes, sir.
By doing it initially outside, isn't there like this idea of maybe hesech adat, because like you're doing something outside that's not related to inside?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a timeout, so to speak, and then you could come back and resume like nothing happened.
Yeah, but first of all, it could even be two separate kahanim, so there was no hesach adas at all. He took out one, and then his brother, the other kohen, was watching carefully the other kos, making sure it doesn't become tamei. It should also not go where apostle yoytze should not be nizrik b'chut. But even besides that, I'm not sure that there's a din of hesach adas under these circumstances. Hesach adas is usually a concern legabi tuma, that if you're not careful, that maybe the whatever, the basar, the dam, the aymer, whatever, shouldn't have become nitma. So if he comes back in the Beis HaMikdash and he finds that, Baruch Hashem, no tumma today, there were no dead nevelis, dead shirotzim, no nothing else, so l'chor, there shouldn't be any concern. So l'mad v'doim, in this case that we just had now, I will give you a similar halacha to it, and the Gemara is going to say, why do we need a similarity? The pasuk, you know, this halacha seems to be great on its face. I don't need to go and bring mishalim and nimshalim, as you'll see. The ma'ad of a daima, the mafish chatosoi, the avda, person was a mafish chatos, and he was taking the chatos on his merry way, going to the Beis HaMikdash. And then that chatos got the idea, and gemachta pleita. Machta pleita means it ran away. And now he went to his mafish a second one. And then he found the first one. Now this is not the typical case that we usually have when you have a chatos she'avda. Usually we always talk about he went and lost the first chatos. He was mafresh a second one. He brought the second one now in the Beis HaMikdash properly. And subsequently the first chatos was found. What do we do with the first one? Oh, so now we have a chatosh neskapru baler or biacher. It goes lemeis. It's one of the five chatois meisais. Here, however, it's a different set of circumstances. Here, so we're talking about that he found the first one before he even was makriv and makter the second one. Now, shteim oindus, both of them are standing in front of him, looking him in the eyes. What are you going to do? Oh, so says now the Mishnah. Shachat shteim bifnim. If he shechted both of them inside the base of Mikdash, he's potter. Now, once again, the term potter over here, or the whole case, is a little bit strange, because of course he's potter. The potter means he's potter from the Isra of Shchut Echut. You know why he's potter Shchut Echut? Because he didn't shecht it outside, he shechted it inside. And that's why some Mepharshim say, take these words out. But other Mepharshim say, no, leave it in, because it's trying to give you all four cases. So Shteim Befnem is potter. Shteim Bechot is chayv. If he shechts both of them outside, since each one of these kabbonis was roi, lovi, yotoyich, beis hamikdash, and he didn't do it, because even after he shechted the first one outside, it's not sheniskapu baler b'acher. It was no niskapu baler b'chlal. There was an aveir that was done, ashchut echut aveir. So the second one is now saying, okay, I hope we're going to use me for purposes of this karm chattis. If chas v'shalom, I'm going to be nishchat anyway, at least let me go and be brought as a chattis l'Hashem in the base of Mikdash, and not be part of a criminal act of shchut echut. So shteim b'chutz, he's chayiv on both of them. Achas b'fnim v'achas b'chutz. What happens if he first shechted one inside, like you're supposed to, and then he shechted the other one outside, he's potter. Why is he potter? Yeah. Because the second one is no longer roi l'avioi el toich beis hamikdash. Why not? Because a person who did one chait is only entitled to one time at that. He only brings one karmon chattis. Once he brought the first one, baruch Hashem niskaper. So now the second one is a chattis niskapru baleo bi'acher. So he shechted a b'chutz. He couldn't have shechted b'fnim even if he wanted to. Because the Kehana would ask him, why you bring a second chattis? In between the first one and the second one, you did a new chat. No, this is the one that was lost and found. Mr. Niskapru baleo, we're going to put into the keeper now. Oh, that being the case, it has no business going into the base of Mikdash. There's no El Pesach Oil Moed Lehavir Lehakrif Karm Lashem Lefnei Mizbach Hashem, because it wasn't Roy. So therefore, he's part. Achas b'chutz v'achas b'fnim. He's chayiv al hachitayin v'apnimis mechaperes. Oh, very similar to the previous case. He had two. One he shechted outside. As soon as he shechted outside, we tell him, hey, what did you do? It's chut echut. I didn't know. You got to bring a karmel chattis. Oh, it's good. I have one here. That's the previous chattis. You're going to have to bring another one. Okay, so v'achas b'fnim. And now he takes the second one. He does it b'fnim. Okay, so chayiv al hachitayin. The first one that he shechted b'chutz into his roi. Love you. Based on Midrash. And he didn't. He's even the second one, he still needs his kapara. Now he needs an additional kapara, but he still needs that original karm chata. So, is machaper. So he shafted it inside. Beautiful, it's machaper. So you see the parallel between the two cases. And the Gemara is going to ask, what do I need the parallel for? Okay, we'll see that shortly. Finally, the Mishnah says, Kishem shedoma poiter es psara, kachi poiteres es psar chaverta. What does this mean, poiter es psara? Here we're not talking about the ptur vis-a-vis Hilchot Shchut Echot, or like we had earlier in the Mishnah, the Zrikas Chut. Here we're talking about a Ptur, the Gabi Hilchot Me'ila. And Rashi says we're going back to the case of Shochat Shteyem Bifnim. He went and shechted both of them inside. And after he did the Shchita inside, he did a Zrikas Hadam for the first one. As soon as he does a Zrikas Hadam for the first one, explains Rashi what happens now. The dam patters the good carbon, because the good carbon was the one. What did we say the halacha is by shechting both of them inside? If he did both of them inside, shteyem b'chutz, shochet shneim b'fnim, is potter. So we said that that's a chorei dover poshet, that he's potter, vis-a-vis hilchei shchut echutz, because he shechted both of them inside. Yeah, but there's a second thing going on over here too. Let's analyze this. The first one that he did b'fnim, that was clearly a good carbon, and that was perfect, and when he did this Rika Saddam, it now this chattis, all of the basar is mutter lekahanim, and there's no longer any hilchis me'ila, because by kodshi kudishim, as you know, me'ila attaches as soon as you're makdish the behema. When does that...
Zerika.
Oh, exactly. When does the me'ila isser go away? At the time of Zerika. The only thing that retains that isser me'ila is the aymerin that we're going to put on the mizbeach, but now the basar is mutter lekahanim, so therefore... as soon as he did the proper zrika on the first shechita, he patters it, it's gevaldik. What about the second behemoth? The second behemoth should not have been brought because it's niskapa baler biacher. He shechted both of them. As soon as you shecht the first one, you did the zrika zedam, you're yoitze. Okay, so you can't take the second animal, which was already geshochten, and put a bekeeper so that it should die bekeeper. It's a shantoit. However, what's the din of me'ila? Meaning, what happens if I want to go and use that basar of that second animal? After all, initially it had kedusha, was makdashit for a carbon. So what happens with it? So says Rashi, don't you remember we've learned in the past when you have the chamish chatois meisois loy nehenin v'loy me'alim, which means that there's no din of me'ila minatayra because these are really not proper kabbanas. You shouldn't be bringing them. They're lemisa. However, if it was brought midrabanan loy nehenin, whenever you see loy nehenin v'loy me'alim means there's no me'ila minatayra, the chum added a din of there's no hanoa midraban. Okay, so bottom line is, he brought both of them, he shechted the both in the Beis Mikdash. Mishnah tells us you're potter on Shchutei Chutz. Of course you're potter on Shchutei Chutz. He did in Beis Mikdash. That's Dovah Pashit. But now the Mishnah is continuing. As soon as he does Zerika Sadam on the first carbon, that potters the basar of the first carbon, there's no locha of Me'ila anymore, because like a regular, normal carbon that you did a proper Zerika, done. At the same moment, kachi poiteris is psar chavert. It's not that by doing the zrika, it somehow it's yoitze, it's moitzi, the second animal. No, that's ridiculous. Every carbon has to have its own zrika. I can't say I'm going to do a zrika from chatas one for Yankel and Berels and Shmerels chatois. Everyone has to have its own zrika for its own carbon. When he means kachi poiteris, it means at the same moment, as soon as he finishes zrika, that second carbon in a sense becomes totally posel. Why? Because of the fact that it's chatash and skapa baleo be acher. So I'm wondering to myself, okay, there's nothing I can do with it. It's a possible carbon. We're going to go and put in the base adeshin to go and burn the base adeshin, which is in the Azara, right, for Kachi Kudishim that had the psul in the Azara itself. But what happens in the meantime if somebody used the basar or used the whatever part of this animal for lahanu? Don't worry about Hilchas Me'ila, because by the fact that it is a Chatish Shkapa Bel, it has that status of Chatois Meisois Leinahenin V'loi Me'al. Okay, so with this we concluded the Mishnah, and now a lot of the Gemara we've already learned when we spoke out in the Mishnah. Says Imar, Vishloimah, let's go back to the first case in the Mishnah. He had a Chatos, Shekibul Doma B'Koisachot, and Nosem B'Chutz, B'Chos V'Nosem B'Fnim. So, which state in the Mishnah? Vishloimah b'chutz, v'choz v'nosem b'fnim. I can easily understand that you took some of the dam and you spritzed it on the mizbeach outside. What happens then? You're chayiv immediately for the din of zerikas chutz. No question about it. But then the Mishnah continues on. If he took some of the, remember we're talking so far, b'kois echad. So nosem b'chutz, he first put blood outside. And then he, v'choz v'nosem b'fnim, he came back inside. Says in the Mishnah that you're chayiv. Says Yimura, I understand perfectly why you're chayiv. Shekule royal liyos b'fnim. That entire blood from A to Z, particularly at the very outset, that outset blood which should have been placed b'fnim. Hey, he went and did his rika b'chutz, and of course he's going to be chayiv. That's a double portion. But the second case in the Mishnah, al b'fnim the helen b'chutz, not really the helen b'chutz. It's v'nosim b'chutz, v'nosim b'chutz. He first started helen with the aloshin by halach. Here we're talking about zrika sedam. Al b'fnim that the first zrika sedam he did b'fnim. In other words, perfectly, no problems. And then he took the rest of it and he did b'chutz. Pretty much shirayim nenu. If it's shirayim, it's no longer ma'akev. Avadi, you're supposed to go and pour it out on the yisoid, no question about it. But it's not roi lovoi as an essential part of the avoida that we should go and say that there's even a havelina. Why are you telling me that you're chayiv on that shirayim? It's only shirayim, you know, if chas v'shalom, the shirayim were poured out into the yama or just poured out somewhere in a drain somewhere. Okay, it's not a good thing, but it doesn't have anything to do with the ikuv of the kashrus of this carbon. So, Bazoi, why should we say in the Mishnah that you're chayav? Anthony, more like we said in the Mishnah, is chayav. Even though you don't talk about shirayim, you did a bachutz, you're chayav, especially on Yom Kippur when you get to number 48, but Rabbi Nachami holds even the whole year, the same halacha applies that shirayim are ma'akv. Okay, so that. A very easy answer, and we continue on. Let's look at the next case of the Mishnah. It was a Mekabel Adam in two separate koises. Right? Until now it was koisecha, now two koises. No, if you did both of them inside, it's potter. That's, of course, a Dova Pasha. That's great. Shnei Mochus, we did both of them outside, he is Chayiv. Echad Befnim, the Echad Bachutz, is Potter. Oh, that's the same case that we had by the Shechita. Well, and I shouldn't say the Shechita. By the Zrika in Kois Echad. Now we're talking about the Shnei Koisois. We're saying Echad Befnim, the first one he did inside properly. That's great. Done. The Echad Bachutz, the second one, which is L'choyde just Shirayim, because I already finished all the avoid the inside the base of Midrash, I was supposed to do, the coin did a great job, we're done. So the rest is just Shiraim, which state in the Mishnah that it's potter. Why is it potter? Aren't we making a steer ration sefer? Says Yimar, no. The sefer is ultra Rem Nechemyehi. And Taki ho shiori hadom shekrim b'chutz is chayiv. However, I saw litanik kam der blues Reb Shimon. There's a famous machloikis about this between the Tanakam and Blues Reb Shimon, the Omar Kois Oise Dichoy Lachaveiroi. That Tanakam holds by using one Kois for all of the Avoidois, then you've pushed aside all the other Koisois, and those other Koises are no longer Roi for anything. Gunish. What means not ready for anything? Says Rashi, according to Reb Lozab Reb Shimon, who does not hold Dichoy, if you use the first Kos for all your four Nesinas Adam in the Mizbeach, top of the Mizbeach, inside the Beis Hamikdash, you did a great job. Now you pour out the Shiraim of that Kos, and of the other three Koses, which you didn't even use, pour them all out on the Yesoid, according to Blazer of Shimon, because they're all Shiraim. The Tanakam says, no, by the fact that you only use the first Kos, you pushed aside those other three, you don't pour them on the Yesoid, you pour them into the Oma. Really, where did we have that? Let's look at the top Rashi. Man tana the palik later blows Reb Shimon beperek kol apsulim vioimer kois oisach averoi dichoy or dochoy dektani chat she kibul dama bearba kois ois you mekabel adam in four separate koises. Right? It's reminiscent of Pesach night. Four separate koises. Venosin arba matonis miyachem mehem. He did all four matonis from one of the four. Hu levado yeyoselechem. No. Hu levado nishbach liyasoid. That's the only one that you pour out of the Yesoid. Behenish bachal yama. Just pour it on the yama. In other words, in the drain, so to speak, in the Beis Hamikdash. Rabbi Reb Shimon Amar, no, no, no. Hasam kul nishbach liyasoid. Tikasav rokoisechad. Oises chaveri shirayim. Doesn't oises chaveri dichoy or dochoy. He makes it into shirayim. Oh, so that's our Mishnah, says Imar. We're going according to the Tanakama of that Reb Shimon. And what does the Tanakama hold? The kois oises the chaveri. So by the fact that you only use the first one bifnim, the second one now is not roy for anything, not for zrika and not even shvicha shirayim. So therefore, if you take it outside, you're potter because it has no shaychus anymore to the azar. Fine. Now we go to the middle case, the final case of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah first gave a case of the two koisois. So as we already remarked in the Mishnah, what do I need the Mishnah to go and tell us? Each case is good on its own. Well, why are we going and trying to somehow couple these two cases and say that they have the same approach and the same attitude? So I'll tell you. Hamani Rebihi, the Omer Avudu B'Shasa Frosha Mesa. Ooh. We spoke about this briefly in the Mishnah, that normally when you speak about a Chatshin Skapru Baleho B'Acher goes Lemisa, that's typically that you only found your original Chatas after you already Niskapru Baleho B'Acher. Oh, since it's only after that, what am I going to do with this karm chatas? Halacha l'moshvi sinai chatois, chomesh chatois, meisois, it goes l'misa. But here we're not talking about that you only found it after niskapru balea. Here you found it lifnation niskapru balea. So both of these chatois are standing here.
Opposable.
are totally eligible and qualified and competent to go and do the chatas and to give the kapora for this poor guy that Nebuch lost his chatas and he found it. Baruch Hashem. So what does Rabbi hold under these circumstances? Rabbi Yom Yomar Avud B'Shas Afrosha. That's what we mean, Avud B'Shas Afrosha. Means he doesn't mean B'Shas Afrosha when you were mafresh, it already was lost. It wasn't lost.
It was pre-shlita.
So B'Shas Afrosha means before the time when he was mafresh, until the time of shchita, which could have been a day, could have been a year, could have been an hour, whatever. During that period of time, the chatas got lost, and Baruch Hashem, he found it before bringing his karm chatas.
Why isn't this recovered chatas considered dihui? If in this narrow case where he recovered it before the time of shlita, this chatas was dochui from this person's obligation.
Dichui means something which is a conscious decision. You're taking one kois and you're leaving out the other three.
So I'll reduce the question. Isn't it hesach hadas? This chatas.
That was Ari's question before.
Exactly. I'm reducing it now. This chatas that ran away. It was hesach hadas.
Fine.
It didn't have that continuity of thought.
Absolutely.
So why isn't it, as it were, ineligible? Why do we say...
That's not a kashan ar gemara. You're now asking every time you have a situation of a chatzas, where even if the chatzas comes afterwards, it should be possible anyway, because...
Right,
so it doesn't, you don't even... If you're talking about in the Beis Midrash, already geshochted, you can talk about your Mesiach Das, you were not careful about Tumah or about somebody doing something wrong. This is a live behemoth, so I don't think that there is that concept.
Vulnerability, okay.
Good. Anyway, we're going to talk a little bit more about this, as you'll see shortly. Anyway, Hamani Rabbi Yidiyama Avud B'Shas HaFrosha is Meso. I'm sorry, the same halacha applies. Even though it was in the Skapa Balei Ba'acher at this particular moment, however, ultimately it's going to be Mesa because you're going to choose one of the two. You're not going to bring both of them. So whichever one you're not going to use, that one is going to go to Mesa. In other words, be part of the Chomish Chatois Mesa. Vogikom, and therefore the Pshat and the Mishnah Zazoy. Ta Madi Avda. It's only because it became, in fact, lost. What happens if a person brought two chatois in the Beis Midrash in the first place? He comes to the Koyin, and the Koyin says, how can I help you? I want to bring my karm chatas. Okay, I see that you brought two kizbois or two seirois. Why did you bring two? Did you do two chatos? No chas v'shalom, we did one chay. So why did you bring two? I'm always afraid that the Kohanim will passel my first carbon. They're going to go and find there's a Deutsch Sheba'ai and that there's a slit over here and it's over there.
Insurance.
Exactly. When I have insurance, when I want to back up just to be on the safe side. He's a very, very, careful, conservative type of guy. He always...
Punctilious,
everything. He wants to go and rent a car to go from here to the airport. He rents two cars. Why? Because you never know. Maybe there'll be a flat tire on route and something. So at least
with
they'll
a
have
driver,
that. Yeah, with a driver too. He'll ask his wife or ask his friend to go and drive the second one. You never know. How could you know? Yeah. So it's always good to have a backup plan just in case. Okay, fine. So he brought two chatoyis there to the Beis Hamikdash. Chodem inayim eikara oylehi hu. Ukiravhuna amarav. Timavhuna amarav. Afoshem shenitik leray ushchoti stam. Kosherly oila. What is this all about? So we're kind of merging two different thoughts over here. We're going from chatas to asham. As you know, when it comes to the chatas, we have that famous rule, the chomish chatois mesos. We have a similar parallel rule by an asham. By asham, you don't have all five because an asham you can't have the mushal of vlad asham. But you do have three out of those five. Rashi enumerates them. You have the Tumuras Asham, the Asham Shemesu Baalav, or Niskapra Balei Biacher. What happens with the remaining Asham in the case of Niskapra Balei Biacher? In other words, the same case as ours. But instead of a Chatas running away, the Asham ran away. And now, Baruch Hashem, the Asham has returned on the scene. So it's now an Asham to Niskapra Balei Biacher. What do you do with that second Asham now? So it's not the same halacha of going to Misa, we have a Lochel Moshe Sinai that it's Nitik L'Rai. Nitik L'Rai means that the Bezdin or the Kahanim have to decide and make a statement, okay, since you already had a good kapara with your first Asham, this second Asham, leave it in your corral, let it go and graze for the next period of time until hopefully it'll get a mum. When it gets a mum, you'll be poided. You'll take the money and you'll use the money not to bring another carbon asham, but you're going to donate it to the Beis Hamikdash. So those would be the moisturized asham,
which
for kayetz hamizbeach.
Yes. So in the meantime, he had another chatter. Can you use that animal who is grazing now?
You're talking about an osham. Osham is a different set of chatoim. It's not your normal sins. These are all kind of one of a kind, like an osham nozir, an osham metzoyer, an osham ilois. So they're normally not the same type of chet.
Well, what are the two that you don't? I know the vlad chatas isn't by an osham. What was the other one that's dropped? You said there's only three.
Avrishnasoy.
Oh, because an asham is always older than a year anyway. It's 13 months plus.
It's not always. It's typically.
Oh, except you said
four
no.
Four out of six.
Right.
Four out of six have a dinner
of
an, exactly. Four of them are an ayil, and two of them are a keves. So l'chori by a keves, you could also have that it's avrishnasoy. But we're not going talking about the those two. We're talking about the normal ones at the Hashem Gzeus, Hashem Yilus. Okay. Actually, you have Hashem Toli. So what's the din? So these three are the comparable to the Chatois, which were Neskapa Balev Acher, Mesubale, Tumura, etc. So what happens in Nitakarai? So Nitakarai, what you're supposed to do is wait until it gets a mum, and when it gets a mum, then you're going to be pointing, you take the money and use it for oil of a kaitzim is bech. What happens if this person either doesn't know the halacha, or the person is, he doesn't have patience? In Eretz Yisrael, they always show you with the three fingers, savlanut, you know, patience. This guy doesn't have any patience. So what did he do? He took that oshim, which nitik l'ray, and he heard that the money's going to be used for an oil. He said, Mishikulam, I'm going to go and use it for an oil right now. He doesn't ask any questions, and he gives it to the coin. He said, this is an oil, and the coin says, shach, is an oil. So what happens then? What he did is absolutely wrong. But if he did it, it worked.
Except according to Rabbi Lezer, kachadas ka'asham, right?
I don't know that would apply over here, but lemaasa the omer avuna omer rav oshem shenit tekarayu shchotei stam. In other words, we shecht in the base of English kosher le'oyle. It is kosher after all. Okay, so now what the Gemara is saying is lechoyra have the same situation by a chatas. What are the chatas? Chatas always goes that all five of them all go lemisa. Ooh. What happens if you have a person that was mafish shtei chatois lachrayis? So therefore he comes to the kohen, and the kohen takes a look at the first chatas and he says, Mister, you don't have to go and be so fidgety and so noivous and careful. One chatas is enough. If we passel it, you worry about going and bring a new one. But this first chatas is perfect. It's not pigle perfect, but it's chatas perfect. And they brought it for a kohen. So now what happens to that second one? So that second one, he was never maktish l'shem tchilas chatas. It was only as a backup option, just in case what happens if the first one is possible. But he certainly didn't want the second one to retain any kedusha. So what happens with that? That has also the status of a moiser, not a moiser oshim, but a moiser chatas, and has the same din, says our Gemara, like the oshim shenitik l'raya, that this chatas also goes l'raya, and we have it go out into the corral, and hopefully over a period of time it's going to go and develop a mum. We'll sell it, and we're going to use that money, we're going to go and use it for kayitz and mizbeach, just like the oshim. In other words, a parallel situation.
So it's kind of a conditional kedusha. It wasn't a full kedusha.
Right. Because of that, it has this term.
It's so not now, like Rabbi.
We're not done yet. One second. So what happens now if this person were to go and take this karma chatas and say, I don't have the patience, I don't have the savlanut to wait until it gets a mum. It could take 20 years until it gets a mum. He shechs it right now for a carbon oila. Ah, that's what the Gemara is telling us, is that would be a kosher carbon, just like the case of the asham. And that's what our Mishnah is coming to exclude. And this is what Brother Shai was leading up to. Because our Mishnah is talking about something very, very similar. What was very similar? He was makdish one carbon chatos. The chatos made a plaita. He was mafish a second. He found the first one. Now both of them are standing in front of him. It's almost the same as the shtei chatos lachrais. I only need one of them. I don't need the other one. But here it wasn't a conditional kedusha. Here he was makdish each one l'shem chatos. Full-heartedly. Okay, and what happens now? And now he shechs one of them, and the other one is remaining behind. What is it in? Oh, says the Gemara, that's what the Mishnah is telling us. That's why the Mishnah said, because this is similar to the case of the two koisois. That what did Rebbe say by the two koisois? That once it wasn't really Rebbe, it was a Tanakama by the Sir Blazer of Shimon, that if you had multiple koisois, what is a din? If you choose one and you use it for the zrika, all the others do not become shiraim, they're all dochui, they're all pushed aside. Here too, if you had these two kabbanis in front of you, you can only bring one, you cannot bring both. So all to the second one is going to become dochui. You're not going to be able to go and use it. And therefore, if you're going to go and shecht it outside, you're not going to be oiver an iser of shchutei chutz. So that's why the Gemara is telling one to the other. Just like we're saying by the zrik of the second one, you're going to be potter. Why are you going to be potter? Because you would doichet be a dayim, like we had, like the Tanakama of Reb Lozer Reb Shemin. Same thing over here, you're being doichet be a dayim. So zok to Gemara, why are we equating the two cases, getting back to Brother Shai, Hamani Rebbe that says, Avudu b'shasaf rasha, mesa, you don't use it and you cannot use it because the fact that it was niskapru balev. Yeah, but at the time that I found it, it was niskapru. Says him, well, makes no difference. Rebbe holds niskapru balev b'yacher, even though you found b'shasaf rasha, it's also mesa. The Rabbanim, by the way, Rashi quotes, disagree with him. And they say, no, you can use it for moiser hachatos, just like by the moiser asham, and then just wait until it gets a moment, you take the money and use it. No. Rebbe holds, avudu b'shasaf rasha is mesa. And now the chiddush of the Mishnah is, v'halchi karma taimadi of the dafi, because it got lost, and therefore I'm now making a conscious decision to take one and not the other. So I'm being doichet biadayim, and that's why the Gemara is saying, the Mishnah is saying, it's similar to the case of the two koisais that I'm only using one, and I'm doichet the other one biadayim, and that's why it's pater on shchutei chutz, and that's why this one you cannot use for a carbon inside because you pushed it away, and therefore it goes lemisa, just like your normal case of the chamish chatois meisais. Now let's go and be medayik. What happens if it wouldn't be that it was one of them made a plate and it came back again? But rather, initially I only did a conditional hakdosha on the second one, just in case the first one. Whichever one that you're not going to use, that nidcha one. It's not really nidcha. He never intended to be doiche. He just bought it to, as an insurance to make sure that he has all the proper documents and papers and behemoths, and there shouldn't be any problems. So therefore, chodem inayim yikare oily, and like Rafuna says, that hoshev shintek l'raif, shchot islam, kar shirli oila, and therefore, were you to go and shech this outside, you'd be chayiv. Why? Because since b'diyeved, it's ro'i lovoy el toich oil mayid for a carbon for oila. However, if it was nitik l'ray and shchotzei stam, wrong, you shouldn't have done that. But it's kosher, if it's kosher b'fnim, so then it would be osur b'chutz, and therefore you'd be over on the shchutei chutz. And now we understand why the Gemara, Mishnah brings all of this. So therefore, in such a case, Taka, when I had two chatois l'chrayis, not the case of our Mishnah with Avuda, but Taka, two chatois l'chrayis. So the second one afterwards, whichever one was nitcha, does not go l'misa, but rather it's nitik and it goes l'ray, and then after that, you're supposed to wait until it becomes a balmum, and then you take the money. And what happens if he did not have patience and he shechted it himself? It would be a kosher a carbon. Since it would be a kosher a carbon oila, if he did it now, b'chutz, he'd be chay. One second, Frank Gemara. Yes. I don't understand what you're talking about. And of course, and brother Barry is being very, very... He's controlling himself. But let's get to the question. What's the answer? By an Oshim, you can go and say that the Oshim was converted into an Oila. But how do you go and convert a chatas into an oil? Atazai, freighting amara, how do you go and make this sushtel me dummy? Almost a dummy chas v'shalom if you say something like that. Hasam osham is a zohar, the oil is a zohar. So if instead of waiting and he didn't have savlanut and he went and he shechted it, okay, so v'diyah, but it's kosher oil. Abu chatz is nekevi, a chatz is always a kizum et asira. What are you talking about over here? Hamrach Rebchia mi Yustinaya. Rashi says it's the name of a place. Besoyer Nasi. It's talking about the Nasi. The Nasi is the Melech. Remember, we had Masechtas Hodias. He did, unfortunately, he paskined incorrectly for himself. He has to go and bring a carbon soyer. Soyer, of course, is a zohar. So if this Nasi was very noivous, and he brought two Leachrayas, and the first one was used, and the second was not used, so you're supposed to go and now have it Moiser Hachatas Nitik L'raya under these circumstances. And it's, you take the money afterwards, if it comes to Balmum, you take the money, buy an oila, if he was trigger happy and they shechted it immediately, for the oila, it would be a kosher karm, because a soyer by definition is a zachar, and the oila is a zachar, so this is a perfect zachar that you're bringing for a karmen, therefore he did it outside, and that's why the Mishnah brings the two together, to tell us this halacha of the dichoy, of the pushing aside of the second cost, and then the pushing aside of that second animal that you're not using.
So we narrow this to a much limited case of a Sarin Nasi.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. And we start the, I believe, the final parak in Masechta Zvachim. And the people that put together this Masechta and the final parak decided to merge all of the Mishnayis in this parak. I don't think there are any other Mishnayis in the parak. And as you'll see, this Mishnah begins here. It goes on for the whole Amid Beis. Until the top of the Amud Aleph.
That's even longer than the first Mishnah Sanhedrin. This was one.
So it appears.
Right, there's more words in that one, but exactly. In terms of pages, this is a three pager.
Wow. Okay. Now, what's even more interesting is the fact that, as you'll see, the Mishnah covers about a half a dozen topics. It doesn't easily flow one Mishnah into the next, into the third, into the fourth. Yeah, not that there's any difficulty in the flow, but the point is, you'll see each Mishnah on its own, you can almost imagine where, if you took out a Mishnayis, where they would start Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Dalet, as we will see. Okay, so we start off with Poras Chatas. Poras Chatas, that's right. Not a Chatas, Shinizkapa Baleo, that's not a Din of Shchut Echut. Poras Chatas is talking about the Poraduma. Holy cow! Where are you supposed to bring the Paras Chatas? On the Har HaMishcha. What happens if you shesarfa, or Rashi has a different gear, so shenishchata, you shechted it, or you burned it, where? Chutz Me Gita. Gita, says Rashi, is a special place on the Har HaMishcha where they did the Paras Chatas. Even you go today, probably, you'd see a big sign over here. This is just a dream. But presumably there would be a sign saying, this is the place where they did the Paras Chatas many, many years ago, and this is the place where Mishim they'll do the Paras Chatas in the future, with the Binyan HaBayis HaShlishi. So exactly with the definition of Gita, we'll talk about more in the Gemara tomorrow. Rashi says, it's a Mokim Omuk, it's somewhere settled in the, it's not on the, guess on the angle of the mountain, but rather it's Mokum Omuk. But you'll notice the Shittim Vebetzes takes these two words out, so we're still not sure exactly what's Megitta, but what it really means is the place which was Meyuchad for the Paras Chatas, for the Paradua. So what happens if he didn't do it in its proper place? Ooh, maybe you have a din of Shchut Chutz, maybe you have a din of Alos Chutz. No, you don't have to worry. V'chein Zer Mishtalech, Shehikra Bachutz. Instead of allowing the Sor Mishtalech to go its merry way, La'azazel, and how merry it is, but anyway, on Yom Kippur, somebody kidnapped that Sor Mishtalech, and he was makrevit pachutz on top of a on top of a mizbeach. Exactly,
Evan.
Either it's Evan or it's in a mizbeach outside. Whatever. What's it in his potter? Why is he potter? He has shchut echutz. Shenema v'pesach oyel mayed lo yehevioi. Kosheni ro'i lo v'yal pesach oyel mayed ein chayav an olav. The Paras Chatas are never intended to be brought into the Pesach Oil Moed. And the same thing in the Sor Mishtalech. You don't bring the Sor Mishtalech to Oil Moed. You go and see in the Sor Mishtalech.
But it was Roy, until the Goral, it was Roy. Did have a Shas where it was Roy to be.
See, then it is Roy Love Oil Moed.
Right.
Who asked this Kasha? The Gemara asked this Kasha. Look at Rashi, six lines in. Kosha in a Roy. Kosheinu osed lova. He has no business going to the Pesach Olam. Gemara Parich. What does it say? Would you want to read for us? Hagra l'svadis. It does go into Olam after all, right? Om Yetshem. We'll see in the Gemara what the Gemara answers. But that's the Gemara's kasha. Zeigut. So getting back to our, I'm sorry, Nachum.
Yom Kippur. You're talking Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur. Sure, of course.
You mean that the person is shechting it?
Yeah.
Right. See, he's got a lot.
And he'll be carrying it. He'll be chiving over dalal amos b'shus
rabbi. And if he rides on, it'll be oyved derabon, and of course, he might go and take off a branch. See, he could have a whole bunch of peklach. Right? We've had in the Gemara, if a person eats an amola ganze berry, it could be up to five isurim. So you can probably also put together a whole tally of wonderful isurim that the person will be oyved. Of course, all b'shoygi, so have to bring multiple chatois. No, what's kemeton? Anyway, that's the, I don't know that it ever happened in history, but were it to happen? Yeah. Okay, so what it say in the puzzle? Okay, that's basically the end of Mishnah number one. So, the Paras Chatas, which has no business being in the Beis HaMikdash, it's Meyuchad on the Har HaZeisim, and the Sora Mishtalech, you don't bring the Beis HaMikdash also, so if you did a Shchut Echutz, your potter, and Chayav and Olav. Good. Next case. Any one of these that you did haktorah b'chut. None of these are ro'i lovoi el pesach oil moyed. Why? Because they're all excluded. We've had this in the past. These are not psulon ba'kodesh, where b'di'evinim ola loyered. If it went up on the mizbeach, yered, take it down. We had this early on in Masechta, a couple of times. Haroi v'venirva obviously means that the animal engaged in bestiality. V'amukzeva never means that either they actually worshipped it for v'vodezara, or at least they were makted for v'vodezara, or maybe they were makted as takroivis for v'vodezara. V'amachir kelev, v'esnan zoyna, we know the Pasuk says, this is a chtoyeva, a machir mit an esna. V'hakilayim, kilayim is referring to that it was a mixed breed. V'hatreifa, the animal that you knew in advance that it was treifa, you could tell, whatever. And v'yoytzadoifen, or it was born not a normal leida, but rather it was born a C-section, a Caesarean, a Kaiserschnitt. Exactly. Shekrim b'chut, since none of these are roi, lovi, a bais bet, right? Potter shenemar. Lefnei Mishkan Hashem, because she ain't a royal lover. Lefnei Mishkan Hashem, ain't chayovin a love. The Gemara is a little bit. The Mishnah is a little bit shver. Why did we change the lashon? The Pesach Oil Moed Lehevioi, and then he brings the Lefnei Mishkan Hashem. The two drushes are the same. Because she ain't a royal lover. Lefnei Mishkan Hashem. Mitchan the Gemara is going to ask, why didn't we just repeat the same pasuk as before? The Pesach Oil Moed Lehevioi. These are not royal lover. Al Pesach Oil Moed. Fu. These things have no business even getting close to the base of Midrash. Okay, Gemara is going to ask that kash as well. Next case in the Mishnah. Bali Mumin. Bain Bali, this could be like Mishnah number Gimel. Bali Mumin. Bain Bali Mumin. Oy Kabuin. Bain Bali Mumin. Oivrin. A behemoth which is a Bali Mumin, you cannot bring for a carp. That's a Chadavah Pashat. Now, there's some behemoths which are born with a mum, or they have a trauma, and they are permanently awesome. What happens, however, you have a behemoth that's only temporarily a bal mum, right? It breaks a leg, just like we know lahavdil, many people break arms, break legs. You go to the doctor, you get hopefully a nice brace, cast, a brace, or this, or that, or the other thing, and Baruch Hashem, and the person goes back to normal a short time thereafter. So lahavdil, same thing by behemoths, you can have a bal mum over. It broke its leg, he goes to the veterinarian, and Baruch Hashem, he puts on a cast, and everything is great. Oh, so what happens if he brings either one of the shekrivim bachut? He's potter because he's not roi, lovi, al pesach, al mai. They're all disqualified. They're bali mumin. Reb Shimon Oimer, bali mumin kvuin a potter. I agree with you. But bali mumin oivrim, he's chaye beloy sesa. Why is he chaye beloy sesa? Because even though at the moment this bal mum is not roi, lovi, pesach, al mai, but savlanut, another week from now, another month from now, The mum would have been over. The whole thing would have been over. Uh-huh. And now we'd be back to square one. It's a good kosher behemah. So if you went and brought it now, early on, you're over beloisesa. You're not over on a kares, a loises, which is the loises, which we'll see in the Gemara.
What's the lota I say that you're over?
The Gemara is going to tell us. Even Rashi doesn't tell us what it is. It's not the same as your regular shchut echutz, which is a lav shiyesh by kares. It's a lav. We'll see Mitchem in the Gemara tomorrow, the next day. And now we're going to have the same recurring theme and machloikis another two times. Toyrim shloihigi ezmanim b'nei yoynisha over ezmanim. What happens begabe bringing an oif, either for chatas oif or oilas oif? As we've learned many times, you don't bring chickens, you don't bring toikis, you don't bring ducks, you go and bring toyrim and b'nei yoynim. What are toyrim b'nei yoynim? Toyrim are described typically in the English as b'nei yoyin is the pigeons. The toyrim are the turtle doves.
And they're fully grown.
Exactly. And the b'nei yoyin are talking about pigeons. Now notice it says toyrim, and these are b'nei yoyin. So Rashi already in Chumash, right, and Chazal tell us numerous times that the fact that it says toyrim, you never find the toyrim, b'nei toyr, or b'nei toyrim, and you never have yoyinim, tornish, toya, right, toyrim, very good, shkoyach. He's wearing off on you, so you got to be careful.
Alive.
Okay, I hear for sure.
The B'nai Yona are very small.
Very small, yeah, exactly. So the Toyrim, by definition, means that they have to be of a certain age. B'nai Yona means that they have to be younger, also of a certain age.
The plumage changed color.
Oh, very good. Beautiful. Can I know her? The Olam knows your stuff. So here, we don't have any Tosis in on this Amud, because he needed all the Rashi's from Masber, the Mishnah. So notice on the right-hand margin, Toidim, the first line at the top, at the right-hand top. Toidim Shlo Yizman, Kitnam B'chulim, which I'm going to have this shortly in Chulim, after Menachas. Mishias Hivu Ksheirin. What means Mishias Hivu? That means that the plumage, which means the feathers around the neck, when they start getting a golden H-U-E. Mishias Hivu, once that happens, Ksheirim, then they are kosher now. That means that they're old enough to bring for a carbon. Until now, they were B'nai Toidim. No good, no. It's got to be Toidim. Till that point, they were disqualified. Now, Baruch Hashem, they've aged, they have graduated. Now you can bring them.
And so you can get from gold old.
Psh, wow. I thought you would say that if you brought it prematurely, that would be a foul act. Okay, anyway, getting back, Mashiach, he was ksherim, or mekami hocha the psalm. The toidim mashma gedoilim v'loi ketanim, he daftim gedoilim. B'nei yoyin ha-faket, ketanim mashma v'loi gedoilim. Therefore, psalm metchilas ha-tziya ve'elach. As soon as it gets to that tzihuv, here it says yaz hivu, and here it says tzihuv, I think those are both the same. So, if you have a ben shmoshes period, meaning from the time that it starts the tzihuv until mishias hivu, until it ends, let's assume that takes l'moshel a month l'moshel, that full yativu yaz hivu process.
It's a ben shmoshes situation.
Ben shmoshes. So then both the bnei yoyin and toyrim would both be possible. Because as far as the Toyrim are concerned, it's not old enough yet. While the Bnei Yoina, it's already too old because they've lost their purity, their being so ketanim, their innocence, right? And now they're older already. They're tchilas atziyah, they're ready possible. So now
they're cynical now.
The golden years.
Yeah.
Have the golden years.
Okay, so let's get back to our Mishnah. So what happens? The third line. Toidim shlo yegiyas manam. Toidim which are still too young. They're aging in terms of it's becoming more and more gold, but we're not there yet. It's a mechusas man situation. Ubnioina is the other way around. Sheovers manam, that already the tziyuv has begun. Or shekrim machutz if you go machruchos. Of course you're potter. They're not roy love it by special. And again, the same Reb Shimon, Ben Ayoin, Shov is Manom, is Potter, because there's nothing, these Ben Ayoin have graduated, forget about it. Exactly. Gesundheit. Literally, of his Manom, Batel Korbanah. I know you meant it literally. Because just wait, Savla Nutra, Boisai, in another month from now, there'll be Gizmanom. If you did it prematurely. Same as before. And now the third case, or a real mechusar's man. What is the, not so simple. I'm in it, everybody don't get so nervous. The oisavias benoi, of course, is talking about, even though the Torah uses the term oisoi, it's really talking about nekeva, it's talking about the mami, together with the child, whether the child is socher nekeva, I believe makes a difference. Anyway, you now let a shech them, oisavias benoi, loisishchatu, yoim echad on the same day. So what happens if the person shechted ois ves benoi on the same day? Bachut. Of course, on the first one, he's going to be chayv. But maybe the first one, Lamusha, wasn't even kachim, was chulin. But he was makdish the second one. Or maybe he was makdish the first one and not the second. Or maybe he was makdish both of them. Anyway, the point is that there's no way that you could have brought both of them into the base of Mikdash. So if you shechted both of them outside, perhaps you would be chayv. Or maybe it was chulin, but certainly you're not going to be chayiv too, because the second one is not roi l'aviyah. Basically, it's not roi l'aviyah today, but it's roi l'aviyah tomorrow. That's what Reb Shimon says. Harzeh b'lo yisaseh. She Reb Shimon, it's not a full-fledged kares, but you do get a lav. Don't tell me Tanakam, it's potter. It's not potter. It's b'lo yisaseh. Shimon, oy mikosh, shehu roi l'aviyah l'achris man. Have a little patience. You can bring the mother today, and tomorrow you have the other one, or fakert, as long as it's not b'yoy mechad. So the harizem b'lo yisaseh, the aim by chorus, as we said before. We skipped over mechusas man. What's the mechusas man? So you said mechusas man. Both of you said it kemat simultaneously. Shteit in posik shor. We learn always in yontif shor a chesav oyeis ki yevoleid. That's why it's a kaisishnit, a C-section is disqualified. Ki yevoleid. Vo yeshivas yomim tachas imoy. Yemishmini v'holo yerotzel lekorban ishal Hashem. So what happens if you shechted it on day 1, 2, 3, 4, any one of the first 7 days? That's a mechusas man. But that's a mechusas man. Legufoi, meaning the behem itself. Now we're going from the chefza to the gavra. What would be the chefza and the gavra? What are you talking about? What's a mechusas man? Let's continue on. V'chum oimim in both cases, the oisves v'noim, because it's man, both of them, koshim v'koris, im v'loises, it's either all or nothing. If there's no koris, even Yerub Shimon agreed that there's no koris. And there's no love, it's a gunish mit gunish. So you're totally potter. What's im chuses man? Bein begufoi, that's what we spoke about the first 7 days. Bein bebalev. Ezeu m'chuses man bebalev. Oh, hazov. Each one of them has a specific time period which they have to wait before they bring their carbon. The Zov and Zov have to go and have Shivanakiyam first. And then the Yoledes, she has to wait on Maloisim Mei Tahara, which either is 40 days or 80 days, depending on Zachar and Akeva. She can't go and bring the Uvim Maloisim Mei Tahara Leveno Levas Tavi, and then she has to go and bring her carbon. What happens in any one of these cases? Number 30, of course, you have to wait until the Kohen pronounces him Tahar, and then he has to wait another week. First he goes and has his two tzipoyrim, he has tiglachas, and Shivas Yimim, he has to go and sit outside the chutzla oil, chutzla machne, and then he brings his carbon. What happens if any one of these brought their carbon prematurely? They brought a chatos or an ashim, chatos on the ashamam, bachutz. He's going to be potter. Why is he potter? Because it's not roy lavi'i el toich beisam migdash. Okay, it's not roy today, but it's going to be roy tomorrow or 3 days later, whenever he's finished the zov zova counting their period, and whenever your letters have finished your 40 or 80 days, and the mitzvah whenever he finishes 7 days. You're right. But at the moment, it's not roy, it's a mechus zman.
Who's
Reb Shimon? So that's where Reb Shimon goes in both cases. Oisvias benoi and mechusas man potter. Reb Shimonoi maharizay bloy sasa. Not she. Reb Shimonoi maloy sasa. Reb Shimonoi because who? Roy levadachas man bloy sasa. Because he's going on this case as well.
The behema is a good behema.
For sure.
You're not. So your its intentions whether you want to do it for this korban. Nevertheless, it's a korban outside. You should. I would think.
Brother Shai, what you're saying is beautiful. That's why the Mishnah said mechusas man bein begufoi bein babalev. Saivens mechusas man begufoi. Which is the 7 day problem, right? It's only 7 days old, 6 days old. Begufay, bustle, but it would be kosher achazman. Oh, that's the machlokes between Tanakama and Reb Shimon. Ben Babalov, even though the carbon is kosher, but these individuals that are bringing it are totally disqualified from bringing carbon. Chatzis Hashem, it's not roy. What happens if you or I? Well, I shouldn't talk about myself. I do so many chatzay. But Brother Shai was Baruch Hashem. Noki yilevesei, not shana echas. Yeah, but you're special. So you didn't do any chait whatsoever. You bring the karm chattas to the base of Midrash. Is this royal lahavio el toich? You were makdash in the karm chattas. It's worthless, my friend, because you don't have to bring a karm chattas. So it's a mechusas man. Hopefully it'll always remain mechusas man. You'll never do a chait. Anyway, so the point is, these people have no business bringing this karm chattas. It's a karm and asham. Asham would only be shayach legav the metzoyra, not by the zav, the zav yeletis. Asham metzoyra is one of those.
Asham nazir tameh. Asham nazir tameh.
Yeah, but let's look at our Mishnah. What's in chuses man bebalav? Zav, zav yeletis metzoyra. Of these four, chattas is shayach by all four, but asham is only shayach legav metzoyra. Okay, anyway. Welcome back. So what's the dinner? If he brought it bachutz, he had no business bringing it bachutz. It's premature. It's mechusas man. Therefore, peturim, you're going to be potter only according to the chacham. According to Reb Shimon, he'll say you're chayv a karm, but you're oiver on an alav. Good. Next. What happens if any of these four brought only same vishal mayan bachutz? Then they're going to be chayoven. Why? Because just because you happen to be a zov or zova or the Yoledes Metzora, you can always bring an Oila or Shlom Metzora Nedava. Ah, so they're in the parsha of being able to bring the Oila or Shlomim. The Gemara uses the expression of the same Vishalmeyan. Rashi already tells us the Gemara is going to say Oila Sein. All of these, in fact, do have to bring a Karman Oila besides their Karman Chatos. But they don't have to bring a Karman Shlomim. So what's this Shalmeyan Bachutz? There, it's not their Shlomit. Bring Eishlam. That Eishlam applies to all Yidin and Klal Yisrael, not a dafka, a zov, you let us matzayra. So Rashi says the Gemara already is going to ask that point. But anyway, so since...
But they're not eligible to enter the Beis Hamikdash yet.
You understand, so they're going to stay from the outside.
Right, so why if so we've had the principle throughout the previous parak and now.
Yeah, yeah.
If the Korban is not eligible to come to the Beis Hamikdash, no chiyav shchut echutz. Here we switch from the Chefza to the Korban to the Gavra.
Right.
The Gavra is not eligible to come to the Beis Hamikdash.
True.
Why are they in the Parsha of Shute Chutz on their Olos They can't come into the Beis Hamikdash to bring the Ola now. So why aren't they, as it were, Bechusar's man to bring their Ola as well as the other Chatas?
Because we've had in the past that you can go and send a carbon to the Beis Hamikdash. You don't have to be there in person. It's nicer to be in person than you can go and do your smicha, which is the chatchil abad. You're supposed to do a smicha abad. But if you remember what we spoke about, what happens if you have a tful yoim on Erev Pesach,
right. You say,
exactly, do you say Sholchim Karban is saying that they can go and send it, even though they themselves can't go into the Beis Hamikdash, is it for Yom, is it Tomei, because he's going to eat it L'Erev, can you not? Okay, so the point is, all of these four, Zav, Zoy, Levis, Metzorah, they themselves are not permitted to go in Beis Hamikdash, but they're allowed to go and send the Shliach with their behemoth or with the money and say, buy on my behalf, Oy Lishlam. That's no problem. Since they're totally eligible, if in fact they did send a Oilo or Shlomim to the Beis Hamikdash, even though they're not accompanying it, they're going to stand outside, maximum the Shaar Nikanor, they're not going to go inside, Maskim. But nevertheless, since it can be brought inside, so it's not Mechusar's man, it's not a situation of Oisnes Benoid, no other Psulim involved, and therefore if you bring about Chutz, you would be Chayv. Continuing on. Hamale, okay, so we start now a new Mishnah, again a new concept. And we've had this already before. Hamale mipsar chat, mipsarosh, mipsar kachi kudishim, mipsar kachim kam. Umayser oimur shtei alechem alechem upon mishir menachis. All of these halachas. A person went and was male on a mizbeach b'chutz, on a sela b'chutz. What's the din? These are not roy to be put on the mizbeach. Psar Chatas is eaten by the Kahanim. Psar Oshim is eaten by the Kahanim. Psar Kochi Kudishim, what are you referring to Kochi Kudishim? Kivsi Atzeres on Shavuot. You don't put on the Mizbeach. Mipsar Kochim Kalim. Any one of the Kochim Kalim which are eaten by Balim, you don't put on the Mizbeach. Moisa Oimer, the Oimer, of course, is the Korban Oimer that you bring on the second day of Yom Tov of Pesach. What do you do with the, after the Kemitah, what do you do with the Moisa Oimer? It's Necha Lekahanim. Shtei Alechem, totally, there's no Kemitah.
Every
Shavuot. It's totally Nechal Kahanim. What's the matter of the Shtei Alechem?
The
Shtei Alechem, the Kivsi Atzeres that we spoke about before. The Lechem Aponim, which you have every single Shabbos, the 12 Lechem Aponim. What is their matter? The Bezicha Levoinim. No, everything is fine. We love you just the same. The point is, if you took the Shtei Alechem, or the Lechem Aponim, or you took Shiori Menachis, in other words, you took the Kemitzi, put on the Mizbeach, and now you have the Shiraim. What do you do with the Shiraim? The Kihanim eat the Shiraim. What happens? You put it on the Mizbeach. Mizbeach meaning Mizbeach b'thnim, you did a silly act because these things do not go in the Maracha. And if you were did a Mala b'chut, you're going to be potter because in that Roy La Vial Toich Beis HaMikdash to put on top of the Maracha. So in all these cases, you're going to be potter. Now we have a new line of cases unrelated to the previous ones. And now we're going to talk about those types of avoidos which are not the big three that we've been focusing on b'chut, meaning the Shchutei Chutz, Haloas Chutz, and Zerikas Chutz. Those three clearly are Chayv Chas Hashem Kares if all the circumstances add up like we've been learning until now. But there are a lot of other types of avoidus in the Beis Hamikdash which require even Koyhanim. And if you were to do it outside, you're going to be potter. What type of avoida? Vayoytzek. Yoytzek means yitzika, that you go and pour
oil
on top of your menachas. Vapoisis means, if you have a minchas mafe taner, it says in the pasuk, posis oisapitim. You have to tzebrekel it, you make small crumbs. Then you take the kmitza. Vehaboilo, that's also the shemen that you pour on top of the menachas. This is yitzika and this is belila.
I'll call it
Rayla Bila
in
Bila Makev. Very good. Beautiful. What's the difference between Yitzika and Belila? Make sure we get to Masechtas Menachos. We'll learn more about that. When you did the Yitzika, when you did the Belila, did all of the Menachos have Yitzika and Belila, or only some of them? That's going to be Mech Hashem next Masechtas Menachos. Every carbon you had to go and do a Melicha, you had to go and add the Melech to the carbon. What happened to the person who did a Tenufa, like a Tenufa's Chazav Vishoik? Or Hamagish, you take a mincha and you bring it close to the Mizbeach on the southwestern corner. The Gisha Ela Mizbeach. So he did all of these things outside the Beis Hamikdash, on his cellar or on his makeshift Mizbeach. He was Magish it. Or Mesadas Shulchan. Not only did he did Mizbeach, he went to put up a Gamsa Shulchan outside and he put on it Lechem upon him. He was Mesadar it nicely, beautifully, just like the Shulchan inside. It didn't have to be like the Beis Hamikdash, but not similar to it. Vam Meitav Zaneris. He took a Menorah and he was Meitav Zaneris. Meitav means to go and clean out the residue of the previous day to prepare for the new Hadlaka the next day. Vakoyim, so what happens if he did a Maisa Kemitza? We're not talking about putting on top of the cell. That would be the haktorah of a kamitza. That would be an isra b'chutz. That would for sure Allah's chutz.
Kamitza is like shechita.
Yeah, exactly. But our Mishnah is telling us, the Mishnah is saying that it's not like shechita, the gabi, the hilchot.
There's no klisharis b'chutz.
Or whatever. In other words, the Torah says shechuta chutz, the Torah says Allah's chutz, and the Torah says zrichas chutz. But you don't have a pasik to go and be marba kamitza's chutz. Even though the person who's shechting b'chutz, yo, you ganav, you shaygetz, what you're doing, you shechting b'chutz, you get kares. But if you have a koyin who's standing there with the mizrak and being makabul adam, he is potter. Makabul b'chutz is potter. Good. Not only is there no din of chutz, but ein chayam lo mishem zoris lo mishem tumav lo mishem chutz v'godum lo mishem shalai rosh chod yadayim v'raglayim. Period. What does that all mean? We had in the beginning of the mishnah, in the beginning of the masechta, what happens if you had a zor doing any of these avoiders? Now, some of them, b'derech klal the zor passed the avoider. Whatever he did that he's not supposed to do, if he did the kabbalah sadam, he did the loch sadam, he did the zrika sadam, the passes the card. Some cases we had at the beginning of the masechta, not only does he pass the carbon, but he passes himself. In other words, he's chayiv misa. And it says, zora korev yumas, but not everywhere. And the Gemara Darshan, because it says in the pasuk, bavadetem, avoidus matana, tiyalechem, etc. So vadetem, the Gemara says, it's got to be avoidetam. Avoidetam means that that's the final avoid in that line of things. So, for instance, if we're talking about the four avoiders of the shechita is not a final thing. It means final in terms of the life blood of this animal. However, what's the final of the four? That's the zrika. That's the avoider tama. Then a zor is chay misa. But if he does shechita, of course, he's not chay misa because it's kosher bizarre. But if he were to do the kabbalah sedam, no problem. And the same thing if he did the shiraim, if he poured out the extra blood on the Yisoyed Mizbeach, maybe Rechem, you would disagree. Okay, but that's not our Gemara for today. But the point is, there's no chiyav of Chas V'Shalom, of getting Misa, of any of these things. If you did any of these things, not only if you did it b'chutz, if you did it b'fnim, if you have a wise guy, a Yisrael, that comes up to the front, and he starts doing Yitzik, and he starts doing Psisim, or Belila, Mister, get out of here, you're not a Kayan Haros, Kayan Haros from there. He does not get Misa for that because none of these are avoiders tamois. So he's not chay mishem zaris, v'lei mishem tuma. If he was metameit, v'lei mishem mechusar begodim, all of these cases.
He metameit or he was tamei?
He was tamei, yeah, exactly. V'lei mishem mechusar begodim, if you're missing begodim, in other words, you're not wearing the big de kahuna. V'lei mishem shalei rech zidayim aglaim, if you didn't do rechit zidayim aglaim. All of these halachas do not apply by these secondary but very important avoiders, but they're not the essential. Primary guys, not the big guys. They're essential because you can't go and bring a mincha without doing yitzik or belila. Yeah. But it doesn't rise to the level of void the tama. Okay, good. We'll see Mitchum and Gemara much more explanation. And now we start a brand new Mishnah. And this Mishnah is now talking about we're going to talk from here till the end of the Mishnah. We're going to talk a little bit about its history, meaning the Shas Heter Bamis and the Shas Isra Bamis, as you will see in Mitzvah. You asked about history last week in Mitzvah. We're going to deal with that today. Actually, you come a Mishkan. Until the Mishkan was established in times of Moshe Rabbeinu, like we read about in the Torah, Hayah Bamis Mutaris. If a person wanted to go and bring a carbon, he could do it on his own private Bama. Bama just means a private Mizveach that you put on your front lawn, your backyard. And whatever you want, totally but. And the avoider was not a chiv of the kohanim yet, because we only did the switch. Bechorim kohanim, like it says in the Torah, that they were poided them, as you recall, 23,000, and then some of them they didn't have, so you had about 300 of them had to go and give money. Okay, nish tafan. Anyway, so once the mishkan was built, nesro bamas, you couldn't use a bam anymore, but avoided kohanim, of course. Kodesh kudishim nechon lefnim min akloim. The Kodesh Kodeshim are eaten by the Kohanim in the Azorah. Azorah is an expression that we use in terms of the Beis Hamikdash. Lefnim min akloim means within the
curtains.
It's not really curtains, but within the enclosure around the Chotzer. As you know, the Chotzer was 50 by 100, and inside the Chotzer, that's where you have the big Mizbeach, and then you had further in, you had the Kodesh, you had the Heichel, which was a divided from the rest of the Chatzah by a curtain. So beyond that, there was already, that's where you had the Mizbeach HaPanimi, and that's where you had the Shulchan, and then you had the Menorah, and then of course further in, you had the Kodesh Kadosh. Okay, so the term Menakloim is referring to, we're talking about the Mishkan. The Gemara is going to use the same expression of Menakloim, even by the Beis HaMikdash, because historically, that's where it all started off from, that you couldn't go and take these kabbalas. It's a kachi kudishim. You can't take them out of the Mishkan, out of the Mishkan. You have to eat it within the four walls, so to speak, of the Mishkan, and or of the Beis Hamikdash. The kachim kalim b'chol machni Yisrael. Again, this is talking about the times of the Midbar. So chol machni Yisrael means where the Mishkan was. That was machni Shechina. The Leviim lived around it. That was called the Machne Leviya. And then the rest of the Shvatim lived around that, and that's called the Machne Yisrael. So Kachim Kalim could eat Chol Machne Yisrael. But you couldn't go and take it out, you know, beyond that.
Hello.
Yeah, exactly. Bogel Gilgal. Bogel Gilgal means now we have finished the Zman of the Midbar, and now with Yeshua Ben Nun, we've entered into Eretz Yisrael, and temporarily for the next 14 years, the Sheva Shonim of Kibish and then Sheva Shonim of Chilek, for those 14 years, they had the Mishkan in Gilgal. Gilgal is near Yerichai. And what's happened? During that period of time, the Mizbeach is no longer called a Mizbeach. Now it's called a Bama, and the Gemara refers to it sometimes as a Bama Gedoyla, and sometimes as a Bama Tzibur. Now, even though there was a central place, that Bama, but in addition to that, you could go and build your own private Bamas. So, Bo Gilgal, Hutra Bamas, and Kochikun, that means for that 14-year period, Kochikudishim Necholim Lathim and Akloim, again, within the Kloim around the Gilgal. Mishkan, which was there in Gilgal, they had also some sort of chutz or some sort of enclosure. The kachim kalim b'chol mokim. You have to say b'chol mokim because there's no Yerushalayim, there was no Machan Yisrael. These 14 years, they were not settled, they were just, you know, fighting their enemies. It was the 7 years of Kibbush and then the 7 years of Chilek, and only after 14 years were they Nisyashiv, they had places. So, b'chol mokim, everywhere. Bo'ul Shiloh. Now when we come to Shiloh, Shiloh means after the 14 years are over, now they built the Mishkan in Shiloh, and there it had a very long stay. It was there for 369 years. Wow! 369 years, that was the Mishkan in Shiloh. During that period of time, Nesra Bamas, you could not go and build your own Bama. V'lo Hayisham Tikra, and this Mishkan in Shiloh was not even a permanent structure like the Mishkan, because it didn't have a tikra, it didn't have a roof. Ella, rather it had base avonim, bilvad, milmatan, in other words, the base and the sides were avonim. And by yiris malam, and on top you had the yiris, in other words, these yiris were similar to the Mishkan, which also had yiris on top. They had, in times of the Mishkan, three or four different yiris, right? You had the tcheles argomen, and then you had yiris izim, etc. Itachash, yeah, exactly. Here, yiris malam, what he had over here, one, two, three, four, chvesnish, maybe the Gemara will address it, but that's how it was somewhat makeshift that you had yiris malam. V'yohisa menucha, and that was menucha. Now, what did it mean, menucha? The psukim and parshas v'eschanan that tell us about shchutei, not shchutei chut, but tell us about the heterobamas and the isrobamas, it says that you're allowed to go and be makrif anywhere you want. Ki leivasim ad ota ela menucha v'ela nachla. Because at this time of your lives in Jewish history, we have not reached menucha or nachla yet, and that's why there's a heterobamas. But once we reach the menucha stage, or the nachla stage, now, what does that mean, Menucha Nachla? So our Mishnah tells us Menucha means the 369 years when the Mishkan stood in Shiloh. During that period of time was Eser HaBamos, like the Mar just said, Nabal HaShiloh and Nesru HaBamos. Kelevosim Ba'at Atta, but we're not in Shiloh yet. We didn't come there yet. We didn't come to Menucha. Nachla is referring to the ultimate Beis Hamikdash. So that's why prior thereto and subsequent to the Menucha, in other words, between the Menucha and Nachla, as we'll see shortly, there was a new Heter HaBamos. But during the 369 years of the Menucha years, and then during the 410 years of the Beis Hamikdash years, then it was prohibited, as the Mishnah continues on. Okay, so Nachu, so V'yoisa Menucha Kachikotchim Nechalim from the Man of Kloim Kachim Kalim Umaser Shaini. Ooh, that's the first time we brought Maaser Shaini. Why didn't we talk about Maaser Shaini until now? Says Rashi, because the Torah only required the hafrosha of Maaser Shaini only after the first 14 years of the Kibbush V'Chilek. So therefore, during the first 14 years of Kibbush V'Chilek, there was no Chiyuv Maaser Shaini, so that's why we didn't talk about it, that it's Nechal B'chol Mokayim, because it didn't exist. But now it does exist, now that we got to Shiloh. Maaser Shaini B'chol Haroya means anywhere surrounding Shiloh that you could go and see the Mishkan from there. Oh, then you're within the Dalar Amis, so to speak, of Shiloh, there you can eat Maaser Shaini. But once you can no longer see it, then you can no longer eat from the Maaser Shaini. Now, the reason why the Mishkan and Shiloh ended after 369 years is because, unfortunately, Eli HaKoyen made the decision to allow the Oroi to go out in battle and war, and we know that it was captured by the Pelishtim, the Gan Samais, and then it came back finally, Everybody knows the story more or less. So during that period of time, when the Oroin left, then although the psukim in Nevi'im don't tell it expressly, but our Mishnah tells us, then unfortunately the Mishkan and Shiloh was Chorev, like a Chorev Beis HaMikdash, Chorev HaMishkan then. What happens now? They moved on and they built and erected a new Boma Gedoyla in Noiv. How long did it last in Noiv? Only a few years, until, unfortunately, Shaul and his people and the whole...
Doeg
Adami and all those wonderful guys.
What was Gilgal? Didn't they do it also there?
Gilgal was earlier.
That was Gilgal.
Gilgal was before the Kibbush and Chilal.
Right.
What you might say is that now that we are established, maybe this is a Gilgal of the original, and Gilgal. But it's not Gilgal.
It's Gilgal.
Exactly. Anyway, but here we were now in Noiv, and Noiv was quite 10, 20 years, whatever it was, until the Masa with Shaul and Doeg Adoyimin, they killed the guns in the Noivir Kahanim, and then the Mishkan moved on. Where did it move on? It moved on. That was not a Mishkan, but it was a Bama Gedoyla. Yes, a Mizbech, which we called Bama Gedoyla.
So what about the...
Well, one second, when I finish it.
So,
slowly. So now it came on to Givoyin, and the combination of Noivir Givoyin was a period of 57 years. After the 57 years were over, that's when David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech began building the Bayis Rishon. So during that 57 years, they had the Bama Gedoyla. In addition to that, you had the Heter Abamos. Everybody could do their own private thing. We're going to see in a moment that even though there was a Heter Abamos, you can't go and bring in the Bama everything that you can bring on the Bama Gedoyla. There are going to be differences. Oh, okay, we're going to see shortly. Yeah, don't steal my lines, Brother Shai. Anyway, getting back to our Mishnah. So what happens now? So, Hutra Abamos. Good. Kachim Kudushim Nechon Lefnim Menach Kloim. Kachim Kalim B'chol Ari Yisrael. All over in Eretz Yisrael, because there was no din of Shiloh. There was no din of Yerushalayim. It's Heter Abamos. You can do whatever you want. Pol Yerushalayim. Oh, now 57 years later, we now come to Yerushalayim. And now we're building the base of Mikdash. Nasra Abamos. Flo Yehoyu Lehen Heter. After that, there was no heter. In other words, during the 70 years between the first base and second base marriage, we're done. Because v'yoyisa nachla. Oh, that's like we said before. Klevosam ad osta el menucha vel anachla. Now they came to the Nachla, and that is Beis HaMikdash. From now on, is a permanent Isra Abamos. Kachim Kudushim Nechol Lefnim Menach Kloim. Kachim Kalim Asusheni Lefnim Menach Choyma. Because now it's Yerushalayim, inside the Choym Yerushalayim. Period. Nushtikl. Kol Kodeshim Shem, we learned this already in the Gemara before. Kol Kodeshim Shem, Nikdishim B'Shas Isra Abamos. Ve'krim B'Shas Isra Abamos, Mi Bachut. You went and you were Makdish B'Shas Isra Abamos. In other words, Beis HaMikdash is standing. The person was Makdish a carbon for outside. And Ve'krim B'Shas, to bring it inside. Ve'krim B'Shas Isra Abamos, and he brought it Bi Bachut. Hari Eilu, these Oiver Metanasei, Metavoloisa, Sevchaylam Vekaris, the whole package. What's the essay that Via Lashem, should have brought it inside the Beis HaMikdash, and it says, Pesachoy Moed Loya Vi, and then it gets Venichras, so you get the whole package, essay, Loises, and Karis. Yeah, that's because he was Makdashit, and he was Makrevit, both Bishas Ishamat. When I'm thinking, Tish Bishas Heter Abamois, during the Noi Vigivon years, he went and he was Makdash to Karbin, but he didn't have a chance to bring it. He had a lot of Savlanut, and he waited, and the Krim Bishas Ishra Abamois, and now Beis HaMikdash has been built. Oy, vavoy. What happens now? Bachut, he doesn't get kares. Hariel ve'esiv loyzim in chayyom of kares. We had already psukim about this earlier on in the Masechta. Mi'etchem will talk about this further during the parak. Okay, hikdisha b'shas isra b'mis. Now we didn't have the next case, but this is the reverse. Hikdisha b'shas isra b'mis. Ve'krivim b'shas heter b'mis. In other words, it was makdish at the moshul at the time of when the Mizbech was standing,
wasn't
Shiloh, but you couldn't have the Mizbech, the Boma, whatever. B'shas isra b'mis. And now he's makrevit. Afterwards, after Shiloh is never Chorev and everything is not the Givoyin, but there was now a Heter Abamos, he was Makrevit. Now, not only is it not a Chorev, it's not even a Lav, it's only an Asay, because the Asay is, once you are a Makdash a Chorev, and it says, Ve'vi Ol Hashem, he's supposed to bring it inside, and he didn't.
He failed to do it, it's too late.
Exactly, so he's over an Asay, but otherwise he's okay. The Eilu Kodshim, okay, so now Mishnah Kodshim, again you could make a stop. The Eilu Kodshim Shekraven B'Mishkan. Which one did you bring in a Mishkan? Kodshim Shehukdashu L'Mishkan. What is the definition of Kodshim Shehukdashu L'Mishkan? Kabbana Sivar. Those are Vada Kraven B'Mishkan. That's normally every single day you have to bring your Talmud and your Shabbos, your Muslim and all that. Those are Kabbana Sivar. Those are Vada Hukdashu L'Mishkan. Right? The Kabbana Siyachin, you can bring that Bibama. What a Kabbana Siyachin? What about? So that's what are those karbanas? Those are karbanas oila and karbanas shlamim, which can bring betoiras neder, but you cannot bring betoiras chiyav. Achatas and oshim you could not bring on a bama. So what would you have to do? You have to bring the bama gedolim. You couldn't bring on a bama ktana, you're not allowed to. How do I know? So Rashi brings an earlier pasuk that kilvasim adotel and nuchu nachla, and then you can go and bring. He brings a pasuk. Loisas and kechol hashenach noisim boy hayoyin ishkol yoshev be'enav. Anybody does whatever they want yoshev be'enav. So Rashi says ishkol yoshev be'enav means he brings a korban oiler kamishlamim as a present. So yoshev be'enav. It's not a mandatory thing. It's a voluntary thing. Good. So that you can go and bring on your bum ketana, but you could not bring a mandatory chatas and oshem on a bum ketana. Very good. Nor could you bring korbanos which are korbanos sibur. You can't bring them a bum ketana. Fine. So continuing on, what happens if you have a person who was makdish a korban yochid and he was makdish it l'shei mishkan? In other words, he said, yes, I'm bringing a neder nedava, but I don't want to bring in a bama ketana. I want to go and bring you in its full glory in noiv or in givoin or what have you. And what did he do? Shehuk tushu l'mishkan. And he was makdish shedavka for that purpose. Yakriv mishkan, has to go and bring it in the mishkan. It doesn't really mean mishkan. It means, you know, the noiv, the givoin, whatever the bama ketana was. Then the kriv mishkan, what happens if he does on a bama ketana? He is potur. What means he's potur? He's potur from the dinim of shchut echutz or anything like that. However, he's over an Aveira. What Aveira is he over, says Rashi? Not a Isser involving Shechitur, Halor, or Zrika. No. He's over on the Kasher Nedarta Tishmar V'yosisa. You're not allowed to be Mishan in your Lashon. If he said, I'm Makdash of Hashem Mishkan, and then he brings it on a Bama Ketana, out the Korban, that Korban was fine. But he went and he passed his lips, because the Torah says, go and be shomer in what you say. Very good. Okay. Next. Another bunch of differences between Bamas Yachal and Bamas Tzibur. Smicha, the Balam is supposed to put Smicha on top of the car. Not by Bamas Yachal, not required. Shchitzes Tzofen by Kachi Kudishim, not required. In other words, you bring your private oila on your Bamas Yachal, you can do it to the right, to the left, to the north, to the south. No difference. Matan Saviv. Rashi says, what means Matan Saviv? As we know, when you're talking about the Mushal, your carbon oila, you have to do Shem Arba. So you don't have to go and take your cellar or your makeshift Mizbeach and throw it in one direction. The other direction, get Shem Shem.
Did you need a square or Bama Ketana?
No.
It could be a cellar or Tzur and Evan.
Not
the Chalos Chutz. I'm talking about the Bama Ketana.
I understand what you're saying. Go back to Kuf Ches Amid Beis, the last four or five lines. Reboy Rav Yosef Rav Chanina Keren Bekevish V'Yisoyd V'Yibu Amashi Yakfu B'Bama, our Bama that we're talking about. So Ati Yimara Amalei Rav Yemet Tanya Keren Bekevish V'Yibu V'Yisoyd Ma'akvim Bama Gdoyim Ma'akvim Bama Gdoyim.
Thank you for reminding me.
You see, no problem.
We didn't have the Yisoyd or anything like that.
Can you imagine? That's the whole Yisoyd of this whole Gemara. Yeah, okay. Now, the same thing is the Gabi did not need a tenufa, wherever you normally needed tenufa or hagosha, right. Not required over here.
Hagosha is by a mincha.
Rashi says mincha, by mincha, right? Not required by a bama ketana. Reb Yehuda Omer, ein mincha b'bama. The whole concept of a mincha, you talk about hagosha, there was no mincha b'bama b'chlal, because there was no klisharis. We had a machloikis. If there's no klisharis, can you bring a mincha? Can you bring? I'm going to talk about that further. And what else was not required? Like we said before, you can have, the Mishkan was built, you can even have that Azor can do the Avoida, even the Bechoiris and not the Kehanim. You didn't need big Desharis, you didn't need big Dekuna, etc. So that's, he repeats the same thing that by a Minchabab, first a Minchababab, period. Next, there's also no din of Kihun, doesn't have to be a Koyin, even a private individual can build his own Bama and bring his own Karbanis. Oh, big Desharis, you don't need the big Desharis, meaning you don't need the big Dekuna. You don't need Klei Sharis, because by definition, Klei Sharis is inside the base of Megdish, not outside. You don't have the din of Reich Nichoyach. Reich Nichoyach, remember, is one of the six things that every Zevach. And now, what means L'shem Reich Nichoyach? So Rashi reminds us of the Gemara that we had before. Lafuki Evorim Shetzolon Dehelon. As you know, a lot of people like the smell of roasting or barbecuing chickens or meat or whatever. And you pass them, smells really good. So the Torah says, if you're putting the Moshe, your carbon oila on the Mizbeach, don't first be tzole it down below and do a nice grill, and you say,
pre-grill it,
and then you put it on top of the Maruch HaNana. You got to put it directly so the Reich Lichoyach stems and emanates from the Maruch HaNana Beis Medrash, from the Mizbeach, and not that you previously grilled it before. Okay, and we continue on. Mechitza ledomim. What's my mechitza? Says Rashi, the mechitza we're talking about is the chutasikra that was mavdil between the dom aliyonim and the dom atachtoinim. No such thing on this makeshift bama. Didn't need to worry about that. And there's no dinurichat shidaim raglayim from the kiyor or any other way.
There's no kohanim.
Well, not that there were no kohanim. You don't require a kohen. Right. If a kohen wanted to do it, you can also do it. Oh, I have to do it. Yeah. Nishda. And if the kohen is doing that, but he does not have to wear the begodim of a kohen hedjit or kohen gudel or anything.
Moshe wore a lavan choluk in the 7 days of Meluim, which was before the Hukam HaMishkan.
Beautiful. Here he doesn't have to wear that either. He can just wear his regular. Okay, good. Avol hazman v'anois v'atomei shavim b'zeh u'b'zeh. Zman means if he has a machshava of chutz l'zmanei of pigul. We're not talking about having a machshav of chutzlum koimai.
Why there's no makomo. He's
outside already. Exactly. No, sir. Don't leave it beyond the time limitation, a day or two, whatever the carbon is. V'atomei shavin b'zeh u'b'zeh. Meaning that if you're tomei, you're not allowed to go and do the avoida side with your inside between and outside
between. Can't eat the carbon.
Exactly. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Mitzvah, we continue tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Atzlochas.